Hey you, thank you for tuning into Booked and Cancelled. It's me Heidi and my lovely co-host. Yeah! What have you booked, friend?
I think mine is easier. Booked to be here. I booked this session out of my calendar. I've turned up. I've put a microphone in front of me. And guys, I don't think you understand the trials and tribulations we had to get this going.
Absolutely. A good maybe 3 hours spent just trying to figure out how we can connect two microphones, which we can't do. So we are currently sharing a microphone between us and speaking into it.
We're very close.
We are very close. We don't usually do this. We are just, you know, arm to arm.
Snuggle to snuggle.
It is, you know, this is doing the most. But we said we'd be here. We said we'd record. And this is the first episode. We will definitely try to keep it short and sweet.
I know we're friends outside, but what's genuinely, one, I don't know your star sign. I think you've told it many times.
But my brain is screaming. Okay, first of all, my star sign is a Cancer.
Ew.
First of all, don't say ill because you are, what are you?
Aquarius.
Problematic.
Aloof. I love to talk about astrology. I have the minimalist idea, but I will talk about it like I know ish. I'll say any problem, I'll be like, something's in retrograde, it's absolutely fine.
Oh, you're not one of them girlies, jeez.
First of all, I respect you all girlies, whatever answer I mean, you prefer.
Do you? It's just, I still can't wrap my head around it, you know? So I just think it's just me having a bad day. But then when the girls start talking about Mercury and retrograde and all of this, I don't know what that means.
But doesn't it make
I don't
you
even
feel...
know what my sign means. I just know I'm a Cancer and that is it.
But doesn't it make you feel better when I say, you're having a bad day, it's okay, Mercury's in retrograde?
What happened to holding yourself accountable? So what's retrograde and Mercury and all of them things there have to do with? Maybe you just being a bit of an asshole that day and it's all you trying to blame it on something else.
I'm just saying.
I
want to make you feel better. Wow. Are you trying to cancel me for blaming Mercury in retrograde?
No, absolutely. I'm just saying, sometimes it's you, friend.
Okay, she really came for me then. There was no need. But I'm also, if we're going to do that, let's talk about your toxic trait, Heidi, if I may.
This is episode one and already we're just diving in there.
I think the listeners need to have an understanding of what kind of girlies they have in front of them. And girl, I'm an open book. You can talk about my traits.
Okay, go ahead.
I just think you should start answering your phone more.
Sometimes I'm busy, you know. This girl will call at the most randomest times. Like, maybe I'm listening to a tune. Maybe I'm trying to finish off my book. Maybe I'm watching a film. Maybe I'm in the bathroom and she wants to call.
Maybe I'm dying and you need to pick up the phone.
And when she calls, I'm like, what's up? She goes, oh, I'm just bored. I just wanted to.
Okay.
Hmm.
I will hold myself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That I do not like texting. I like to give people a call because my humor is not translated well via texting.
It's just a text. We just need to know what time we're meeting up, love.
No, I need essence. I need to hear your vibe because Heidi, sometimes you might say, hey love, I think you never say love, but you will say, hey, yeah, I'm ready, I'm heading out now, and I can hear the background, the shower going shh. If I texted you, where are you now? You'd be like, I'm on the train.
I've left, absolutely, as everyone does. I think everyone's guilty of that, okay?
Exactly. I'm just trying to preempt what's going to happen and get ready for the situation. I think, you know what? I think texting should be cancelled. I can't write you how I feel via text, but what I can do is pick up the phone.
Chat your ass off.
No, listen. Adele said, hello. It's me. There you go. You can't text that. You can't get the same emphasis on a text. If someone texted you, hello, it's me, you'd be like, yeah, I know.
I mean, what do you want? Also, can we just normalize getting to the fucking point?
Are we swearing?
When we text, absolutely.
Wow.
Can we just normalize getting to the point.
The hypocrisy of what you're saying, because first of all, you're saying summarizing. Have you heard your long sentences? But that's why exactly I give you a call, not give you a text. I let you have the space for you to explain what you want to explain to me on the phone. But the only rule that I have is that she should pick up by four calls, like ring.
And sometimes I don't want to be bothered.
Sorry, can you tell me what you're busy reading. What you're busy doing?
Reading, doing my nails, or sleeping.
Mm. And I think all those three things should be cancelled.
Kit, you will never cancel my books.
Let's talk about your toxic trait, which is reading what? And copious amounts of books.
Absolutely.
And using it as now, if I may have the space to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Your personality trait. I said it.
I said. Are you trying to say I use books to sound more interesting?
I didn't call you a pick me girl.
Have books become my personality trait? I think there could be worse things.
If I was to call somebody from our friendship circle and I said, name me one thing Heidi does, they will all say read the book.
Because I get excited and a lot of my friends have gone back into reading, so we speak about books. And it's just, I think it's so cool.
This further emphasizes how you've now made reading your personality, because I kid you not. Because
it's interesting, bro. What else are we going to talk about?
I kid you not. I can't.
And I don't like small talk. I like to get into things.
See?
I'm not a small talk. Oh, get out of here. We're going to chat about the weather. Like, we can both see it's sunny. We can both see it's raining.
Absolutely not. I need to tell you how sunny it is, because I don't think you've experienced it the same way. I am the first one in my office that goes, hiya. Oh my God, the weather. But I also feel like communication is key.
It is. You're right.
Here's the thing.
Mm.
I can talk the talk.
But can you walk the walk? No, I'm joking. That was so dry.
Yeah. Boodum-dum. No, but I have a real issue
with
listening. And it's really bad. Like, it's terrible. People have tried to cancel me for this exact thing.
That is true.
And it's hard to listen. How many And I'm hearing what you are saying, but I'm not listening. I'm not taking in
anything. That's happened to me a few times.
I think we're both guilty of this.
Oh, 100%. So I get told so many times, Heidi, I literally told you that. And I was like, when?
And I think people think it's because I don't care. And that is not true.
Don't lie.
I care. I really do. It's just my brain cells cannot comprehend all the things that are coming out. They don't think it's important enough for it to be stored in my head. And it's a bad trait. Listen, I don't even know you were here at the age of 2 or what star sign you are. And we have been friends for a hot minute. This is concerning. But let me tell you, I'm going to try and unbook some spaces in my brain. To kind of retain a lot of information, because I kid you not, my friend groups are this close to just be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. But I think that's something we can improve, and I'm hoping this podcast will make us a great listener.
You know,
really want to hear your story, and really kind of want to know what you've been booked for,
how what you've cancelled.
Also, what you've been cancelled for.
Mm-hmm. Cancelled for or have cancelled.
Yes.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Scandalous, the better.
Ooh, stop it. Don't give me
I would live. Let us get some scandalous messages. Yes. I will be finished.
And to be honest, between our both brain cells, we'll forget about it the next episode.
You could tell your deepest secrets. It'll be on here, but we... Mm-mm.
We'll have to listen this... Like,
we can literally read the same message twice, the same scandalous story, and just be... just as shocked 100%. As we were the first time, because we didn't remember it.
And we're going to try to do much better than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have to.
Now let's try and wrap it up.
Let's go.
We've got a nice condensed podcast. What are you taking from our first ever podcast? What do you think our listeners should take from this?
Good vibes.
Mm.
embrace your unpopular opinions because,
ooh,
fuck it, to be fair.
Ooh.
And just be your, you know, just be yourself authentically, unapologetically. I think that's what I would say.
Okay, there's so many red flags in your sentences for me, but I appreciate I appreciate that you can be so embracing and so open.
Because no one's always going to think the same thing, you know. So if you have a little opinion that's within reason, you know, there's obviously some things that are just no-brainers. Mm. But I mean, just in general, like me, can we normalize getting to the point? Can we normalize putting small talk in the bin?
Mm.
Like,
mm.
That's just how I feel. You mean you can sit there all salty, but that's just how I feel. You see, unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For your long-winded, short way of saying it. Just to prove your point. Maybe small talk is for you. Keep it simple.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I appreciate Heidi, but I feel like there was shots fired towards my direction. But I'll take it. I'll take it. At least he listened, you know?
To be
listened. But yeah, thank you for listening. This has been a short and sweet, booked and cancelled first episode. We're going to get this baby rolling every week. Every Monday.
Every Monday. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And yeah, we hope we can be entertaining. But on that note, have a great night and
a great morning.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.